If you look on our study this morning, the study of Jesus said, "This is my body," found in the Gospel of Luke. Because we learn from this study that Jesus, Lord of our lives, remember this morning we're talking about the experience of Paul. And all these things have something to do with an experience of Jesus with the Lord of his life. Remember the book of Acts and how many times he shared it in the book of Acts. I think not only once, twice, or three times. Because even the King Agrippa heard the testimony that when he heard the voice, what's the first question of Paul? Who art thou, Lord? And who is that Lord? And Jesus Christ, whom you are persecuting. So brothers and sisters, if Jesus is the Lord of our lives, like Apostle Paul, learn to understand this study that we're going to. Because Apostle Paul remembered that he is the Lord of my life. When he said, go forward, I have to go. And I like what we read this morning in the books of Acts. When the Lord showed up to him that evening, he said, you testified of me to what? In Jerusalem up to Rome. So God is preparing. See, if the Lord showed to you tonight that you need to come here every prayer meeting, what will you do? You said, oh Lord, I'm so busy. I have other things to do. But when Apostle Paul saw God, the Lord in himself, he has no other reason to say but to follow. Is he the Lord of your life? He is my Lord of my life, Paul Apostle. So when he said, go forward, you go forward. He's just like the military guy. When the general said, move on, you move on. If he is the Lord of our lives, good for us to understand. Because the Lord of our life did the greatest action before the cross. Remember, before I suffer, he's what he did. I'm inviting you to open with me in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26. In that particular verse, in the Gospel of Matthew, verse 26, you'll find out the simple description as he instituted the Lord's Supper. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take it, this is my body. The words of Jesus, remember, he said, he took it, he took the bread, he blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples. And these things are good for us to remember. Because when Jesus took the bread, he had a special reason why he did that. And this is also the example of the life of Jesus, which is a very good example for us to follow. When he took the bread, he had taken it. He didn't just get it from any bakery or any bread mark, but he had a special ingredient. He cannot just get anything I want. You know, if you like a special bread in your bake shop, the word took could be taken. A special word would be chosen. If we are followers of him, followers of our Lord and Savior, you know that you were chosen by God too. You believe when you accepted the offer of Jesus, you were chosen for a special reason. In a world today, when you were chosen, you feel very much of a special. But when God had chosen you to be one of his disciples, you were not chosen because you are a good-looking guy. Or simply because you have a big amount of money in your bank account. No. He didn't choose you because you're good men or good women. He had chosen you because he loves you. Because God had chosen you and me in spite of the fact that we were what? We are sinner. In spite of the fact that we are unworthy, but he had chosen us because he loves you. Because he loves you as an individual. As a person, I was visiting this week. When he had the dream, in her dream, she told me, he had to go to the church. But he has no rights. He had to take a walk here at CBS, 41 minutes to reach the church. And sure enough, he didn't care what color people he will meet in the church, because he has a different color. But he decided to be in the church, because in her dream, God told her to be in the church. So she walked for 41 minutes from the place where he's staying, because her husband, using her car, is there no other car, so he had to walk, because he believes he had chosen her as a special person. And he had chosen us because you are a uniqueness. Remember when we talk about the Lord of our thoughts, we learn that God knows us from the very beginning, even before we were born. He knows our past, our present, even our future. So as an individual, God had chosen you, uniqueness, and our preciousness. You and I are so precious in His sight. I like the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children. Can you remember that song? Brown and yellow, black and white, all are what? Precious in His sight. So wherever we go, you know, if you are chosen sons and daughters of God, we are special because He loves us so much. Now, when He said, the Lord bless it, I don't know with you, but oftentimes when I hear someone sneezing, what do people say? Bless you. I ask a friend, tell me, because, you know, back in the Philippines, we don't hear that, bless you. He said, when someone sneezes, he said, he's spreading the germ. So he said, bless you. So we say, bless me, because you're the one spreading the germs to me. That has nothing to do with that one. The blessing here is what? Benediction, which means expressing good. And bless. Yes, that's the word benediction. Saying good. In a community where I've learned that in order for you to receive from your elderly, from your grandpa and grandma, in the Philippine culture, we used to what? Bless the hands of our elderly. As we enter the house, every time we see them, we have to ask the blessing. I know in American and Canadian culture it might be a different thing. But in a community where you have a lot of, I would say, illness or mental illness, they need some blessing, but way of expressing how they're being blessed. So, are you being blessed? Do you feel that you are blessed? If this morning, do you understand that the Lord bless you? Because He said, you are the channel of His blessings. Every morning, I'm glad to hear the testimony of our dear sisters this morning. That's why every Sabbath, I would like to hear testimonies of their testimonies, because we are expressing God's blessings in our lives. And every day, we are being blessed. When I asked you earlier, how many of you have been blessed? I saw all of us were blessed. So every day, the Lord bless us. But when He blesses us, He wants us what? To be a channel of His blessings to others. Let me share to you also the blessings that we receive as a family. I think that was Wednesday morning. When I look at my email, someone told me there's some adjustment on my daughter's account at the Shenandoah Valley Academy. I said, what does it mean? Because, you know, she knows that in the school system, they charge you every month. I said, they are making adjustment on my daughter's account? So I was about to call Shenandoah Valley Academy, but 2 minutes afterwards, I received another email from the student account manager. And he said, how are you, Pastor Ellie? I hope you're doing good in Florida. He knows that I was in Florida. He said, I have good news for you, said. The class 2018, where my daughter was part of, and she graduated as a class of 2018, had decided to make adjustment in covering the expenses of Alame, my daughter. So your balance is zero now. Whoa. How did it happen? I don't know. So I suddenly decided to call my wife, said, you know what? Read the email I received. Said, how did it happen? Well, I don't know. Only thing I know, God provides. Remember we were talking about last time, the Lord's of our priority. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. I was not expecting that, because that was more than what we expect. The Lord's blessing. And then he said, I will tell the registrar to send the files now to Southern Adventist University so your daughter will be fully registered. So when we come to understand that God knows our needs, but he will provide more than what we deserve. Amen. Aren't we thankful for that? Now, the blessing, as we receive blessing, God wants us to be what? A channel of blessing to others, to our spouses, to our children, to our family as a whole, to our neighborhood, to our friends, anywhere, far and near, because the Lord blesses. Do we receive the blessing? So it shall be a channel of blessing for others. So when Jesus blessed, he has a reason why he wants us to be a blessing for others as well. Then, the next step, Jesus broke it. I want you to understand, when Jesus experienced that he was sent by God, by his Father in this world, he was blessed. Remember? This is my beloved Son. But afterward, the brokenness. Take note, brothers and sisters, this is part of our Christian experience. The brokenness in our lives. It's not an easy road as we travel to heaven. Remember that song? Brokenness is part of our Christian experience. Why? Jesus himself had experienced that brokenness. Remember his prayer? Let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but thine be done. His brokenness. And brokenness oftentimes than in relationships with husband and wife, with our relationship with our children, or with our parents, or with our siblings. Because when we invest love, there are some pain along the way, broken relationship. And God understands that brokenness in our family, in our personal family life. Have you experienced some brokenness? That's part of our Christian experience. So don't be surprised, because as I shared to this lady whom I called over the phone, 1 Peter 4:12. Join with me reading. I didn't put it in our screen, but I want you to take note. If you experience this, trials, challenges in life, 1 Peter 4:12. Take note what Apostle Peter been telling us. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happened to you. So, brothers and sisters, when such brokenness experiences in your Christian life, Apostle Peter said, don't be surprised. It is as though something strange happened to you. Verse 13, take note. But what? Rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may be also be glad with exceeding joy. Aren't we thankful that we become partakers of Christ? When we experience a brokenness in our lives, this is part. And even Jesus himself, remember Matthew 5:10, when he said, blessed are you when people persecute you. What happened? What's next? Focus on that. Matthew 5:10. He said, blessed are those who are persecuted for Christ's righteousness, for there's what? The kingdom of heaven. Verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you for my sake, falsely for my sake. Verse 12. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So what Jesus is telling us, when we experience brokenness in a relationship, it hurts, right? But take note, we are also a wounded Christian followers of him, because he himself. So it's part of our Christian experience. Remember I told you that teenager who joined our Teen and Come last month? We are ready to go. I mentioned this one to you last week, two Sabbaths ago. But he said, how come, Pastor, now that I commit myself to Jesus, I'm one of the deacons of the church. Now he said that it's bugging me, bothering me. Before, I didn't experience that. I told her, you know, when you were not in Christ, Satan is not will not bother you because you are on his side. Now you're on Christ Jesus' side. He doesn't like you. So he lets you experience those trials. So brothers and sisters, brokenness is part of our Christian experience. Because Jesus himself, the Lord of our lives, experienced that. So don't be surprised when you and I haven't experienced that. You should be surprised if you don't experience it. Why? Take note, just like what the teenager said. How come when I follow Jesus, Satan is bugging me or bothering me now? So if he's not bugging you, bothering you, take note, check it out. Am I on whose side? Jesus' side or Satan's side? Because when you're on his side, on Satan's side, he will not bother you. But when you commit yourself, Apostle Paul told Timothy, anyone who wants to live a godly life will what? Experience persecution, experience trial. So brokenness, wounded experience is part of our Christian growth. In that way, when Jesus said he chose us, he blessed us, he broke us, he let us have this brokenness in our life, there's just a painful experience. But that painful is just for a little while. So the steps, yes, Jesus said he took us, he blessed us, he let brokenness in our lives. Take note, what's the next word? He gave it. When we're called, we are disciples. Now he wants us to be an apostle. Apostle is sending away, giving us. So for us Christian experience, you don't have to be what in status of being just a disciple. You're ready to be what? Send it over to give it away. So you were given for a purpose. Fruitful. Remember the little boy when Jesus was preaching? This little boy, people doesn't know his name because he said it's not that important. But for Jesus, he's an important guy. Why? He had how many breads and fish he has as his lunch bag? Five. See, when he shared that one, but the Lord blessed the bread and the fish, and what? It multiply. And they have so much that they gather what? 12 baskets of bread and fish. So when we give ourselves to Jesus, he will multiply us. The Lord will bless us. And the effort that you've been doing is not only when you are still alive. Even when you pass away, they will remember the good things that you have done in the community. So it will multiply. So brothers and sisters, this morning the multiplication of bread is an example given to us. He took, he blessed, afterward he broken, then he had given. And that's the life of Jesus. It's also the life of his followers, the life of his beloved. He had chosen us, he had blessed us, he let brokenness, and he's ready to give us to the world. So I was talking to the lady who said he was too much depressed. And sure enough, at the start of the day, he cannot stand up. She cannot start doing what she used to do because she was so much depressed. Then as I called her over the phone, said, now I've learned because I studied the study on the depression. I said, I've been into that experience. And said, really? Yeah. Because even in the Bible, you find some followers of God who've been depressed as well. One example is Elijah. Imagine Elijah had a wonderful celebration in the Mount Carmel after that when Queen Jezebel was running after her after him, he said to the Lord, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, Lord, this is enough. Take my life. So a lot of people been to that experience. So when I was telling that particular lady, I said, depression is part of our Christian experience as well. But you have to learn how to manage it. Because there are people, and I mentioned to you that 90% of Newfoundlanders have been experiencing depression. Yes, depression, it is part of our Christian experience here, but take note how to manage it will help us to move on and help us to find the ways, because that's the main reason why God called us to be given away. So if you experience depression, you will receive this brokenness. Now you'll be given to the people who experience depression. You could share how you're able to manage it. Even when I was dealing with some prisoners ministry, I told them, once you get out of the prison, you could testify to those people who are not outside, who are outside the prison, because it's not easy to live in a prison. I had a chance to pastor 5 years in the prison ministry in the National Beloved Prison in the Philippines. I started with those minimum, medium, maximum, and even the living out. First, I was assigned to there to pastor for 5 years. No, 3 years, then the following was second 2 years. And I also found out that they could testify outside the community, because once they step out of the prison ministry, they could tell them what the Lord had done to us when they were in prison. So the Lord chosen us. And that's the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus said, who is the Lord of our lives, he took it, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to the world. And that's also the church that we're going through. And as we celebrate this communion service, I want you to take note. Bay Roberts Church is not excluded from that experience. If I remember, you saying me 50 years ago, am I right? Or more than that probably, when the mother of Brother Ron received the message and he gathered some more God's children. You were chosen in this beautiful place of Bay Roberts. And this place is a place where God had gathered his people. You were chosen. And after he chosen, he blessed you. Bless you in a way, not only material blessing. And in the world, when they talk about blessing, they're talking about dollars, right? In the presence of God, it's more than what dollar could offer. Because those things are temporary things. He's giving us the eternal blessings. And we learned 2 Sabbaths ago that the kingdom of God is here and now. It's not in the future only. It's here and now when we experience God's blessing. And because we're blessed, we let brokenness in our Christian experience. I know Bay Roberts have been through that kind of challenges in life, but take note, that's also for a while, because after we've been through that brokenness experience, God will what? Will give us to the community, and we could tell the world how the Lord been so good to us. So as we continue with our worship, I would like to request our deacons and deaconess to prepare us. And you know where to go? We usually go down for our feet washing. And after the feet washing, we'd like you to invite to come here together. And that's part of our service, so I would like you to involve yourself. Share the blessing. Be a part of God's service. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Heavenly Father, as we continue our worship service, participating the ordinance of humility, the feet washing, we pray, O God, may the example of our Lord Jesus Christ be our example today, that as we wash the hands, wash the feet of our brothers and sisters, may we remember what Jesus done to us. In his name we pray, amen and amen.